وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, Allah has placed us into this dunya. We have come into this dunya not knowing exactly how long we will live, how many years each person, or how many months, days, weeks. Generally, the average lifespan is plus minus 60 years, 60 to 70 years. Some are less than that, some more than that. Whatever the duration that we have come into this dunya with, whatever our lifespan is, during this time, we have an object to fulfill, a maqsad, a goal, a purpose, for which we have come into this world, we are going to fulfill this. And after this long duration of time, there is a reality that every single one has to face and has to pass, and that is maut. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste of death. And then after maut, a person is placed into the qabr. Now the entire life you live in this world for this purpose and object, why Allah has created us, why Allah has sent us to be in the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah, to worship Allah, to follow Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to practice on the sharia, the deen, the ahkamat of deen and Islam, to be true believers, to have the qualities of a believer. So this test that we go through for the duration of time that we are in this world, and eventually we pass on to a new phase, and that is the phase of the qabr. Within a few seconds, a test takes place. And you spend so many years in this world, but you are then questioned, just three questions in the qabr. Man rabbuk, ma dinuk, man hadar rajul. Questions seem very simple. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes this scene where two angels will come into the qabr and they will ask every single person, every mayyit, when he leaves this world, he goes into the qabr, and then they ask him, who is your Rabb? Who is your parwardigar? Who is your nurturer, your cherisher? Who was your sustainer? If the person was a true believer and he had that attachment and that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was very, very genuine, close, sincere, the ta'alluq he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a genuine one. He tried his level best. Yes, he faltered at times, he made mistakes, he made blunders, but immediately he made tawbah, he made istighfar. He polished his heart with dhikrullah, he fulfilled the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability, and he fulfilled the rights of people. Very easily he will say, Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is Allah. Second question, ma deenuk, what is your deen? Again, if he was a true believer, a person who followed the ahkam, the laws of sharia, no matter how stringent they may have seemed, and against his nafs and desires, but he followed the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not become a slave of his passions and whims and fancies. He did not alter and change and play around with the laws of sharia. Very easily we see, my deen is Islam. Then pointing to an image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is this? If he was the true ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashiq not just by lip service, genuinely following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having that bond attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then very easily he will say that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The contrary to this, the converse of this, when that person who was not a believer, person did not have that attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no deen in his life, a fajir, a fasiq, a kafir, a disbeliever, a munafiq, that person will become bewildered, will become startled. The hadith says he will say the word, ha, ha. When somebody is asked a question suddenly, he doesn't know the answer. He begins to stutter, he begins to stammer, he begins to fumble for words. There is no correct answer coming. Like that, he will begin to just blurt out anything, not knowing any answer. He will be dumbfounded, he will be stumped, as we say. Second question, he fails. Third question, he fails. Three simple questions, hardly any time, few seconds, and these questions will be asked by Munkar and Nakir. Either we pass or we fail. Whole life we had to prepare for this particular examination. It is the time for exams now in schools and universities. Especially the matric students, everybody is very, very worried and studying. The entire year the person had to study for his matric exam. If the person did not burn the midnight oil, did not study, did not listen to the teacher, whatever, and the last minute if he's trying to just put into his brain whatever little he can he expect to pass? No. Our whole life, if we live in this dunya, a life completely away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only on certain occasions, when so as we, in inverted commas, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has a major court case. What happens? Immediately, Allah protect us. But immediately now the person will come to the masjid, he will start reading Surah Yasin, he will start making lengthy du'as, he will beg people for du'as, he will now give sadaqah, charity, very good. Excellent, a person should do such things. But the moment the court case is over, then again he goes back to his old habits, forgetting the time when he was pareshan, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made many promises. Ya Allah, if my case is clear and if I win this case, I promise I will do this and I will become a 5-time namazi. I will grow a beard. I will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. I will do this and I will do that. But the moment everything becomes easy for him, he forgets all these things. Person has some sickness, some bimari. He's worried. Doctors don't know what diagnosis it is. They're trying very hard. Scans and x-rays and different type of blood tests. Now he is pareshan. Now he makes promises to Allah, but those are not genuine promises. Those are false promises. Because the moment the person is cured, or everything becomes clear, then he goes back to his old habits. A life of ghaflat. Put all of ourselves in different occasions, different instances in our life. Let us be true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or let us be true to ourselves now. And just reflect our own examples. Don't have to look at somebody else. Were there not occasions in our lives? Perhaps it was the SARS after us. Perhaps it was some financial problem. Or some domestic problem, some social problem. Many things. Whether it was a school exam or varsity exam. At that time, like Allah described in the Quran, for the mushrikeen when they were in the midst of the sea and caught in a storm. And the storm is lashing out of them and they are in the boat. In the ship, and they're almost going to sink and drown. At that time, the Quran says, "Da'u Allah mukhlisin lahu ad-din." Now they cry out to Allah. They make those promises to Allah that, "Ya Allah, we will believe in you." And making very sincere his deen, as though pretending they're going to be believers. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. But the moment Allah saved them from the storm and they reached the shore very safely, then they began to attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Alhamdulillah, we're not making shirk. Allah protect us from kufr and shirk and nifaq. But let us put ourselves in this example. When we are caught in the storm of different problems and difficulties in our life, how we turn to Allah. How we promise Allah. We'll go for Hajj and Umrah. Hold the khilaf and we will cry and make those promises. In Ramadan, in the last 10 days, we will cry and we make promises. Ya Allah, I may nadimhu, may sharmindahu. I will never go back to all those sins. But the moment the difficulty passes away, then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though there is nothing as moth in our life. Mort is for somebody else. We don't realize, we don't know, while sitting here, whom Malakul Maut will visit at this very moment. And therefore, we have to have this consciousness and realization. It has to come upon us. If we reflect, ponder, that we are not going to live in this dunya forever and ever. It is a world of deception. A world of deception. And in this lifespan that Allah has allotted us and given and afforded us, during this lifespan we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a true arif of Allah, a true ashiq of Allah. And as I mentioned, we are weak, so we will commit sins. But for that, Allah has given us a remedy to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, make amends, and continue this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this life, we are tested. We are tested on various occasions to see how genuine, how loyal we are in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this dunya of ours, let us be honest to ourselves. Let us be honest to ourselves. The entire day went past today, from Fajr till now. How much did we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So many years of our life has gone by. In that time that Allah gave us, how much did we really have that connection and bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرِ. Allah says, did I not give you a sufficient amount of lifespan, such a duration of time, where it was sufficient for you to ponder and reflect? Besides that, a nadir came to you, a warner came to you, a rasul came to you. In this ummah, Rasulullah came to us, the final Nabi, Khatamul Anbiya. Ulama say, nadir also refers to the white hair that comes onto our head and onto our beard. It's a warner. Mort is very close. Mort is very close. So in this time Allah has given us, we have to sit and ponder and reflect, how much of my life has gone past? How much of life do I have? We don't know. Like that matric student, the whole year went past. It's coming right to examination time now. So this is the last chance, as we say, he's got to make that attempt. Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind. Unlike the schools and other institutions, and we have examinations, the pupil does not know what the questions will be. And when he sits at the examination desk, and then the papers, the question sheets are given, and then he opens and he sees, let me see what I sorted, what I learned, did it come out or not? In this dunya, Allah gave us the questions, what he is going to ask in the qabr. And Allah gave us the Quran, and Allah gave us Rasulullah some beautiful example. And we have ulama and mashayikh, and all the time they are worried and concerned about us. And they're reminding us. People are knocking at our doors, coming in gush, and reminding us of our purpose in life. We have bayans. And in this day and era, we have so many bayans. There's an outburst of lectures that we have, and scholars and ulama and programs and jalsas. We have no excuse then. We have no excuse. Therefore, let us be serious and contemplate, Ya Allah, forgive me for all my weaknesses. Be sincere in our tawbah. Like I mentioned that last week, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. When they make a mistake, then immediately they make tawbah, they make amends, they make istighfar for their sins. Let us not look down upon any person. Nobody is superior here than the other. We all are weak. We all are moving as musafirin towards our akhirat. How much each person has got as far as amal salihah is concerned, Allah knows best what he has accepted, what he has rejected. In a long hadith, Qudsi, right in the end, it is mentioned, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says that it was your amal that you did, that I recorded, good and bad. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. you find only good deeds written for you. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are successful. You won. You pass the examination. You pass the imtihan. Allah is pleased with you. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. But if you come there and you only got crosses next to you, all the answers that you gave, you only got rings and circles, you've got absolutely, you fail every single subject of the akhirat. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. Then don't blame anybody but yourself. May Allah first give me tawfiq and hidayat to come onto sirat and mustaqim. And then we have to make tawbah, istighfar, and be have istiqamat, and try and endeavor. Just take some time out, reflect. The entire day, how much I lied, how much I cheated, how much of ghibat I made, I carried tales, I hurt somebody's feelings, I had pride, the words I used were not correct, I insulted somebody. Was that action of mine not tantamount to arrogance? How much of dhikrullah did I make? How much of good kind words I spoke to my family, my friends, my neighbors, my pupils, my musallis, my relatives? How much closer have I become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I always mention the statement of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and he would say, you know, when the sun is setting, the day is now ending, and he would lament and he would say that one day has gone by of my life. My ajal, my lifespan is now becoming shorter. Naqasa ajali. But in the same, despite the fact that my lifespan has become shorter now, my amal hasn't increased. This was his humility with the great sahabi of Rasulullah Sallam. Do we feel like that in the night before going to sleep, that now I'm going closer to Qiyamah and now I'm going to leave this world soon? And how much closer have I become to Allah? Have I increased my amal salihah? Or exactly 20 years ago and now I'm still in the same place, if I haven't gone worse? Allah is too kind, Allah is too loving. Let us not lose hope. But we have to take out some time, ponder, reflect. How far have I reached? How close am I? And how will we find that? How will we know? When you sit with the mashayikh, ulama, scholars, ulama-i-kiram, and you listen to waaz, nasihat, we ponder and reflect over maut and akhirat. And we see what attachment we have when we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is our mind going? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam only heard a few beautiful praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually fell unconscious. Please, let me say it again. We know the incident. He begged the angel, not knowing this was an angel, calling out the beautiful names of Allah. Allah ta'ala said, go see how my Khalil will respond when you take my name in front of him. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The true believers are such, when the name of Allah is taken, their hearts tremble. Which day when the adhan was called up, our hearts trembled? Our mind doesn't even go to the adhan. The imam says, Allahu Akbar, where is our minds? So even in our acts of ibadat, where Allah's name is taken, still we have no feeling in our heart. This is a sign that now we have to make sincere tawbah. Our hearts have become rusted, corroded, and we have to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wash away and scrub away all those sins that have clogged our hearts, have rusted our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, if we take a few steps and make islah of ourselves, of course, with the teachings of a sheikh or an alim or a scholar who will teach us the correct way, that these are the things in my life I need to rectify, I need to get right. I need to take away this pride that I have and the anger I have. I need to adopt humility and good akhlaq. So the person will guide us. Like how we go to a physician and we go to a doctor. Then he prescribes certain things to us. And then would those prescriptions that we will abide by and follow rigidly, then we make dhikr of Allah, and then we see what feeling we have. And slowly, slowly we become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so kind, all the past sins, Allah not only washes it away, Allah transforms it into good deeds. But, real question, the burning question is, that until we don't put ourselves forward to it, and we're not sincere and genuine, Ya Allah, I want to change myself. I want to become a better believer. I want to become a better ummati of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, you assist me, you help me. It mustn't happen only on those stormy occasions in our life that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq first and all of us tawfiq and hidayat to really make genuine islah of ourselves. We have to be sincere, otherwise we can hear bayans lifelong. And we can send bayans on WhatsApp messages and we can send it viral and mashallah, excellent bayan and must listen and do this and all. Until we ourselves don't sit and ponder, reflect and make up our mind and inculcate these good qualities in our lives, nothing will happen. We can talk about the best medicine that we have available today and the doctor can call out and the whole list in the latest manual that they have. And he can tell you, this is the best medicine for this, and this is the treatment for this, and we can listen, and we can even study it, we can even by heart it. But until we don't take the correct medication for the different problems we have, we can never get that cure. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله هماري قناهكم مع فرما هماري خطاهكم مع فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we have wasted يا الله so many years of our life my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله the remaining days or years of our life, my Allah, make it be such, my Allah, that is full of a strong iman, amali salihah, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a life that you are most pleased with, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making inabat and rujoo towards you, my Allah. Help us to turn only to you, my Allah. Make us have tawakkul only upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true arifin, my Allah. Make us true ashiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah.
Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Make us your awliya, my Allah. Don't make us the friends of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the ploys of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for hidayat, my Allah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Put us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us deviate, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become Muslim, my Allah. Don't make us, ya Allah, fall off the path of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Nasir. You are Nasir, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim. You are Al-Hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm Nadim. I'm Sharminda, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we feel the regret and remorse of having committed all the sins we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, Tawbah. Tawbah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the doors of Tawbah you have kept open, my Allah. You are most forgiving. You are most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Every single person listening to this program, especially these brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam ka maamla farma, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adhaat, give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, don't make us become lazy people, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ghafil people, my Allah. Don't make us become heedless and unmindful, ya Allah, and negligent, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become, ya Allah, such that we are mindful of you, my Allah. Make us be nasheed in our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become laxed, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become slaves of our nafs and desires and passions and egos, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina of the eyes, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina of the private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ghibat and namima, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from pride and arrogance and malice and hatred, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, give us ilm nafi'. Give us rizq halal, tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq become asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. They are young and old people, ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are sick people who are listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one his jais, murad and duas, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Jo bhi pareshan hal hai, pareshani dur farma. Especially our Muslim brothers in different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect Haramain Sharifin and Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect it from the hands of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our Muslim brothers, ya Allah, in war-torn countries, ya Allah, different places, ya Allah, where they have become refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them, give them aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us a good mot, mot on iman, ya Allah. Mot in Madina Sharif, grant us baril jannatul baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min izwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata ayun, waja'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbuliyat. All those who requested duas, ya Allah, grant the duas. حاضرين غائبين سب كي دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.